our mother in the house, Reverend Mama Otobon Omore. I love and I appreciate you, Mommy. I honor you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to, Mommy, please give me the honor to acknowledge Sir Jesse in the house. Sir Jesse is in the house. And then I also acknowledge one of God's servants. I saw him a minute ago. Someone that has served God on this altar as a drummer. He was seated there. I want to acknowledge you wherever you are. God sees your labor of love. Hallelujah. You see, whatever we do in this kingdom is not wasted. God sees and God takes record. If you doubt, you should go and check the story of Mordecai. Praise the Lord. Harnessing the power of the broken bread for wonders. That is what we'll be looking at today. But yesterday, while I was preparing for this meeting, the Holy Spirit showed me something. I saw an eye, and then there was a surgical operation going on the eye, and tears was removed from the eye. And I think I understood that. God was telling me that he's going to clean tears off people's faces today. And I decree over your life that you would be that person in the name of Jesus. Every tear that have bedeviled your life, that has tormented you thus far, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I decree that an end has come to them now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That was not all I saw. I saw another thing. It was like caramel, this material that the teeth is made of, and it was removed from the eye. At that point, I did not understand what was happening. So I asked, I said, what is this? What is happening? And the Holy Spirit told me that that was pain. There are certain things that have troubled the lives of persons. They might not cry about it because they have gotten used to that affliction, but it's still a pain. Can I announce to somebody that whatsoever pain you have been dealing with, whatsoever pain you have been managing, by the authority in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes them now in the name of Jesus. And you are delivered. You are delivered. Yeah. There's peace. So there's another song. There's a song that God put in my heart after Mommy told me that I'll be ministering today. And we're going to sing that song. What we'll be doing today, we'll be mashing everything together. We'll be looking at God's word. We'll be singing and we'll be praying together. Everything together. So I'm going to encourage you. Oftentimes when I raise up a song, it's just pray. Hallelujah. Haggai chapter 2 verse 7. God bless the brother that read that, that took us in prayer. God was saying something. He said, I will shake nations. I will shake nations. And then there will be glory in the house. And we were just lackadaisical about it. What you don't know is that glory, like the presence of God, they are in levels and they are measures to this thing. Praise the Lord. Like an incense, like a censer that have incense in it. So you start to shake it. And gradually the aroma starts to fill the place. There's a place where it gets to and you can manage it. There's a level that is intoxicating. There's another level that is suffocating. Hallelujah. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that God would make glory out of your life. God will make glory out of your life in the name of Jesus. If you like, say amen. If you like, don't say amen. See, this one is not even dependent on your amen. There's a confidence I have. God sent me. You are not aware. It was Jesus that was talking to Peter. He said, the devil have a plan to sieve you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. You don't have to know how I prayed for you. You don't have to know the devil's plan for your life, but it cannot work. Harnessing the power of the broken bread for wonders. God has never been ashamed of showing his sincere need for men. God has never been ashamed of showing his sincere need for men. So God is always looking for men. God is not shameful to admit that I need a man. Hallelujah. And it's this God that we know that does wonders. He's all powerful. But there is something that he wants to teach us. We see in Daniel chapter 10, from the beginning, but particularly in verse 11, there was a man that was doing business with God. And this man was praying. And his prayers got to heaven, and God decided to answer. So when God decided to answer, God did something. God sent an angel, and the angel came. But the angel could not execute the assignment. the first angel. God had to send another angel. And in verse 11 of Daniel chapter 10, the angel was speaking to Daniel, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. Hallelujah. God sent two angels to give answers to the prayer of a man. Hallelujah. Fast forward to the book of Acts, chapter 10 still. So another man was praying, and he was doing serious business with God. Woo. The guy was praying, Shaparas, Kebele Shapara Diaskati, Redesh Kapala Katinas, Eshapila Sapara Sukati, Redesh Kabina Sahai. And his prayer got to heaven, and God wanted to answer. I thought God would send two angels. God did something very interesting. God sent one angel. Hallelujah. He sent one angel. I know what the angel did. The angel told this man to go and meet another man. This man's name is Cornelius. And this other man is Peter. So God wants to answer the prayer of a man. He referred him to another man. And while this was happening, Peter was somewhere just relaxing and looking for food to eat. And God came to Peter and started negotiating with Peter. You don't understand what I say, God is negotiating with a man. God wants to bless another man, but God needed Peter to give access. Hallelujah. So in verse 26 of Acts chapter 10, right? From 26 to 40, God was negotiating with Peter three times. If you see verse 26, this vision Peter saw three times and he rejected. God had to stay on Peter until Peter gave access for what God wants to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why am I telling you this? It is God's design that a time will come when the answers to prayers of men will be men. Do you understand? It is God's desire that a day will come when your father have not built house for 10 years and he's looking for 250,000 to gather and start foundation, and he just came to visit. And while you were leaving, you say, okay, daddy, let me send you small money to use and buy fuel. And he said, thank God, I've not driven my bicycle, my machine for 3 days now. And you send him money for fuel. And your father was expecting to see 2,000 or 3,000 naira. So the next morning he calls you and says, God, I've done it. They have paid my pension. And he said, we give God all the glory. He said, I saw 2.5 million in my account. Let me call my colleagues if they have paid them. So you now say, Papa, check well before you call your colleagues. So you now say, okay, let me check. After checking, he will now call you back. I say, I don't understand though. It's still Dwak Samson I'm seen as the sender. I say, Papa, it's true now. He say, between you and me, you are Dwak Samson. This is supposed to be my pension. And he say, well, God have answered your prayer through me. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing that? It is God's desire that a time will come when somebody has suffered sickness for many years, but you just show up in the person's life and the sickness will go. You don't understand. So in Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, we see something very interesting. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, God was saying that I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Did you hear that? Who is God to you? Almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. Let it not be that I'm saying something else. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. And verse 32, that thing that God wanted not to happen, happened because there was no man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is a miracle-working God. God is wonderful. He does wonders. God has never stopped doing wonders. But this is the sad thing. Men have stopped to align to God. Except God finds an aligned man, wonders will be limited. So why is there pain in your life? Because somebody has not aligned to God enough. Why is there pain in your family? Because somebody has not aligned to God enough. So this is the song. Whatever you want to do, God, you can do through me. Whatever you want to say, God, you can say through me.
Whatever you want to do, God, you can do through me. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours. I'm yours forever. Whatever you want to do.
Marus kabela shata kapala dihas. Redis kabela shapi, redis shababala kabele gebeles, redis kababalus kabela, erede kabesha kabela kata, redi kiti kilis kabi baras, erede kabaras kata, erede gebele gebele gebeles, ingus sabala taliba, regede gebele gebele gebelas kabini di, ratu sabiata.
Let there not be a time that we would be alive and God wants to heal a man and the man will die of sickness. Let there not come a time in our life that God wants to raise the people, but the people will die in obscurity. Let it not be in your lifetime. Let it not be in my lifetime. Let there not be a time that God wants to help a man, but he did not, because he did not see a man. So God is looking for a man. So the first thing we're doing today is, God, I am here. Find me. It's a prayer. Find me. I'm submitting my life to you as an offering. Use me. Without restriction. You don't have, I have given you the authorization not to ask for authorization when you need to use me. So use me, that if you want to bless my mother, Kai, whatever you want to do, this is the time when you pray. God, you can do.
Shabesh kapala tadia.
A very quick prayer. Whatever you want to do, in my lifetime, Yahweh, Lord, you can do. Whomever you want to say, hey, God, I'm a ready instrument. Use me for your glory, oh. Whatever you want, what you want to say.
Hold that prayer in your heart. Harnessing the power of the broken bread for wonders. You see, there are things that are given to men to regulate results and the dealings of men. There are certain things that are given to regulate results and the dealings of men. One of those things are principles. Principles ensure that you must do something to get something. Hallelujah. These are very important things. Some of the things that regulate the dealings of men. One of them is principles. Another one is mysteries. The beauty of mystery is that it is more efficient than a principle. The beauty of mystery is that it produces more results than a principle can give you. The limitation of principle is that principles are realm bound. There are principles that operate in this earth realm, but it can't operate in the heavenlies. It can't even operate in Pluto if you find yourself there. But however, on earth, they are valid principles, irrefutable. But the beauty of mysteries is that mysteries are interrealm. They can be initiated in a realm, but they have relevance in other realms. So there's something as the principle of prayer. So why they say, God help us, and people are being fine boys in the presence of God, he decided to shout and speak in tongues and roll on the ground. That's what you're doing in this earth realm. It has relevance in the heavenlies. That's a principle. That's a mystery. Hallelujah. How somebody can say, today I've given my life to Christ and I've accepted him to be my Lord and Savior. And by some arrangement that I don't know, his name is cleared from the book of death and written in the book of life. It's a mystery. One of the mysteries is the breaking of bread. that somebody brought bread to church and they just covered the wrapper and they brought juice or coke and they gave us coke. To the glory of God, men have been hungry, so we helped ourselves to the portion in the house of the Lord and we went back. And they are telling me that this thing that I ate, this bread that did not even satisfy me, can stop pain in my life. How do you guys say these things? All these church people. Bread. 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 It did not quench my hunger. Do you understand? Please, I'm in the university. You know I'm not a foolish person. You can scam me some other with bread and small wine. You can break generational curses. You guys don't understand. It is because it is a mystery. So by its design, it is not calibrated in understanding. That is why most of us take it for granted. They tell you, hustle all night, hustle all night. All of these things make sense to you. So you hustle all night. It's a principle. God helping you, you make it one day. But they say, chop bread, and your mother that is about to die, you wake up. Nobody even see chop the bread. Baba, I know they do me this kind of thing now. She, I get sense, Abby. Harnessing the power of the broken bread. One of the things we must do to harness the power of the broken bread is submission. Submission. Hallelujah. So in John chapter 3 verse 16, God said something very beautiful. He said he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Between you and me, we have been old enough to see governments fail. We have been old enough to see people rise to fame and fade out like smoke. We have been old enough to see civilizations fall and crumble. These things come and go, but there should be something that lasts, that doesn't fail. Do you understand? This is that thing. Everlasting life. And God is giving this to us on a platter. Just believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just say, Lord Jesus, I believe you to be my Lord and personal Savior. And that's it. You think it is that simple because you have not tried it. Submitting your will is a very hard thing. Submitting your will is a very hard thing. And that is what God is saying you should do. When you now learn to submit your will, God will not take you into a realm of everlasting life. Submission. The highest of submission we can do is to surrender our lives to God. It is to subscribe to the government of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hold on. Do you know that the shepherd is government to the sheep? Do you know? The shepherd provides food, provides direction. The sheep is not wanting because it is under a government between you and me. Okay, between you and you, can you tell yourself that you are under the government of God? Remember, God have not changed. God have not stopped doing wonders. Men have learned how not to align with God. And God is still searching. In Aquaden, God is looking. In your family, God is looking. In your department, God is looking. Even in Chapel of Praise, God is looking for men. If God finds you, a generation will rejoice. If God finds you, another generation will learn the vocabulary they call wonders. The question is, are you there? God is finding. God, you can do through me whatever you want to say. God, you can say, oh, praise is alive here, oh. You know, there are people that cannot tell you that, but they know be firewood. Because they have never experienced that reality. So there's a community where people cannot tell you to be chaste. Because no man have aligned enough to tell you that a guy can stay for 5 years without a woman. Are you aware that can even happen? Do you know that a woman can stay full 10 years without a man? Do you know that? Are they sleeping in church? Hello? Are you people sleeping? Okay, the word they reach on her. That was the plan. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know that a woman can stay 5 years as an unmarried lady without a man?
Why we need a yara wewe? Because everybody they flip. Eh?
So this dimension of God have not been expressed to a generation because people have not aligned in the place of sacrifice. And God is still searching for a man. Will God find you? There is so much God wants to do. When God tried to be humble, remember scripture was saying Jesus humbled himself to become a man. He learned humility by the things he suffered. So every version of Jesus you see is the humblest form of God you can find. Yet, in this his most humble form, he fed 500 men minus women and children. Do you know the implication of that? That if God decides to show his glory, even you go faint for what God will carry your life to. Because you will wake up one morning and you will think you have not woken up because your life does not look like it's real.
But why are we still, my Gary done this short, if I tell you the truth. And I'm sure among all of us, plenty of us Gary done this short. And we have a God that is inexhaustible. The problem is not God, sir. The problem is you. It is alignment.
So you're going to sing that song one more time and pray. Perhaps all this time you've been enjoying music. But this time is a prayer. Lord, you can do through me whatever you want to do. Shapiris Kapalan Shetus Kubina Kabele Gelegelegelis Sheteke Bredes Kabala Sabalania. Use me, Yahweh, that in my generation people will not ask for a righteous man. Use me, Lord, that in my lifetime people will not ask for a man of integrity. That in my lifetime people will not ask for a man of character. That in my lifetime people will not wonder if people really do love God. Use me, Yahweh. You want to tell people about holiness? You can use my mouth. You can use my life. Submission. You want God to do great wonders in your life? You must learn and master submission. Submission to God. The next thing we'll be looking at is harnessing the power of the broken bread for wonders. After you have learned and mastered submission, the next thing you have to learn is how to cry to God. So, because people, they go through many things and you have to package and be a man, most of us have learned to be strong. Even when you're going through something, your mom will ask you how far. You say, ah, mommy, don't worry, I'll find my way around it. Don't worry. Your dad will come and say, are you okay? Say, dad, I'm fine. It's just a slight headache. I'll be all right. Don't worry, I'll be all right by tomorrow. And your younger brother will come and say, brother, the way your eye be, he'll be like, you guys should stop babying me. I'm a grown man for crying out loud. I can take care of myself. If I have any problem, I'll talk. Okay? Go to bed. Thank you. Love you. So, because we have learned to be strong, some of us now, we are deceived that even in the place of prayer before God, we are still trying to be strong. You have a problem. They say, pray to God, and you're praying.
Well, Father, people that used to teach in God in church, pop, then usher will not look at you and be like, God, I beg, we didn't do close this service, I beg.
You are before the person that can take away your pain. And foolishness is making you believe that you can deal with it yourself. We see something that happened with Jesus the Christ. Our Jesus the Christ. In the book of John 11. From verse 33 to 35. Lazarus, a friend of Jesus, had died. Jesus was to go and, you know, call him back to life. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which were with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. 34. And he said, where have they laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. 35.
Jesus. 38. Then the Jews said, behold how he loved him. 38. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone was laid upon it. 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by now he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. 40. Jesus said unto her, say not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so that was the story. I've missed the script I wanted to point out to you. But what I wanted to show you in that place is, Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead, right? But do you know how many times he cried before he rose Lazarus from the dead? Do you know how many times he cried? He cried how many times? Twice. From my Bible, Jesus cried twice. And after crying, he did a wonder. He called forth a man that had been dead for 4 days, and he came out. Crying before God is not necessarily shedding of tears. Crying before God is a conscious and sincere admittance of your helplessness before him. Mommy talked of being helpless before God. And then I just knew that God really wants to tell people something. Crying before God is not a sign of weakness. Even if it were, Scripture told us that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. But we do all of these things with our moms, with our sisters, with our partners, our spouses, and before God too. You are trying to be strong. The devil is making a mess of you. You are just not aware. So today we're going to be praying and putting everything together. We're going to say, Father, I receive grace to be unashamed before you, to bring my pains before you, to cry before you. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. After all, I am yours. Who else will I run to? Who would help me if you don't? Father, I come before you. I am not ashamed to say I am broke to you. I might not tell anyone that my mom is having a health issue. I might not tell anyone that I really don't have school fees. But I can tell you, because I know you will not gossip me. I know that you will provide. I am not ashamed to admit before you that I am helpless. I am. I receive the grace. Is somebody praying? The grace to cry. Woo! Shakumbreskitele kabalasa. If you can do that thing, you don't need God. If you can solve that problem, you don't need God. But if God solves it for you, in the name of Jesus, whatever you want to do, God, you can do through me. Whoever you want to change, Yahweh, you can change them, I'm here. What would be the benefit of my life and my living if after I am here, God's cancer cannot be established, and I come to church every day for crying out loud, just because I have not found alignment enough? Help me, Jesus. God is going to do wonders with you. I know. I might not be able to explain it to you. Nobody might shout and fall on the ground. But as long as the Lord liveth, God is about to do wonders with your life. But you have to learn how to submit to him. When you have submitted, learn how to cry before him unapologetically. I don't care how many fine girls are here, sir. I know there are many. Sir, when it's time to pray, I will pray. Because before me is my destiny. Before me are the generations that will come out of me. A good man leaves a heritage for his children's children. I'm looking for something to chop myself. You're telling me of leaving heritage for my children's children. I cannot afford to joke when we are praying. Hello, fine girl, I'll see you later. But I'm praying here. Shabalas kapelas, shekete kaparata. And the Holy Spirit lays it in your heart to lie down. And you don't lie down because one fine boy have chiked you. Oshé. The third thing you must learn to do if you're going to harness the power of the broken bread for wonders is you must learn to lean on God completely. Psalms 127, verse 1. Whatever you want to do, God, I refuse to be an obstacle, Yahweh. You can do that through me. Psalms 127. Whatever you want. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watcheth but in vain. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4.
Whatever you are.
Hebrews 3, verse 4. For every house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is the Lord.
Whatever you want.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7.
Lord, you can do through me.
God, Father, don't let me be strong in myself. Oh. Don't let me ever. Verse 6 and 7. 6 and 7. I have planted, this is Paul speaking, Apollos have water, but God gave the increase. 7. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth increase. You must learn to lean completely on God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9c.
Whatever you want.
God, I'm getting out of the way. Even my own life, I'm out of the way. Just do what you want. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. For he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. That's why I just want us to stay. So, scripture is telling us that by strength, no man shall prevail. Have you seen people prevail in this life? So, what is the agency by which people prevail? Do you know? It is the agency of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why some rich men have shrines in their house. They have somewhere they bow to. If you must succeed in this life, if God must use you to do wonders, you must learn how to rely on God. Labor sincerely. Do the work that is required. But don't be foolish enough to think that you get results because you labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 6 to 7 shows us that. I have planted, some other persons have labored, but it is God that gives increase. So either me and the person, we are nothing in the scheme of things. It is him that gives increase that matters. So if you're going to increase in this life and become a wonder, you must learn to lean completely on God. Is somebody about to do that? So we are praying again. You're saying, Father, I lean on you. I lean on you, Jesus. Yahweh, I lean on you. I know I'm a studious student. I try. But please don't give me results because I read. Give me results because you are merciful. Kai, help. Shava lada kapa ladias.
I lean on you, oh God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Three things we've talked about now. If God is going to do wonders through your life, even as he has given us the broken bread, we're getting there. Is you must learn to submit to God. You must learn to cry before God sincerely, unapologetically. They say, you two, they follow, do this thing. They do kaba, kaba, kaba. Oh boy, they fall and so. Never think you are strong enough to do it. Lean on God completely. The next thing very important is honor men. Tell your neighbor, honor men. Honor men. There's something as the dimensions of God that God has given to us in the church. But I submit to you sincerely, all of us are not on the same level. And I want to take this opportunity, mommy, allow me to honor my brother, the choir director. I see a grace of excellence that is laced with simplicity, effortless excellence around you, sir. And I acknowledge that grace. I acknowledge that grace. Hallelujah. A grace of excellence laced with simplicity is on his life, I saw. And I want to acknowledge that grace. You must learn how to honor men, because truthfully, in this life that we live, God has given us, there are things that are called dimensions of God, and not everybody have it the same. Hallelujah. But because God is an orderly God, God does not throw things around. God will not just give you the healing grace because he likes your face. He made all of the faces on earth. So I don't know how he will like your face more than another person's face. Hallelujah. God will not just give you the teaching grace because he likes your pointed nose. The other guy that had the most terrible nose in the neighborhood, it was still God that made it. So your nose did a trip, God. So in God's system, there is order. There are things that warrant certain results. Before you get to a level of grace, you must pay sacrifice intentionally and diligently and get to that level of grace. But there is beauty in God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor there is beauty in God. I saw something and I was glad. God allows that a person will labor and get to a dimension of grace, right? That you have not gotten to. But God arranged a system that if you can honor this man sincerely and truthfully, this man can call you into that dimension of grace. Listen very carefully. This will help you. So it was Jesus that was speaking in Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. Ways we receive things of God. One way is to ask. One way is to seek. One way is to knock. When a door is locked, no matter how you knock, it will not open. Is that true? What the door requires to open is a key. That is a principle. Praise the Lord. But if there is a door here, and then I am coming, okay, there is a door here. I personally come to this place and knock and pray and fast. The door will not open until I go somewhere and get the key that opens the door. And I open it and I get inside. Is that true? Then here comes our very beautiful Mama Damaris to access this same door. But she does not have the key. Praise the Lord. What she can do by virtue of honor is she can honor, I'm making an illustration of me that I've gotten here, and I can call her into this level of grace. Do you understand? So what she needs to do is just come to this door and knock. And I say, who is it? And then she says, she doesn't even need to say her name. If she has honored me truly, as she says, it is Damaris, you have come again. And then I'll come and open the door. And she will get access. That is one of the things that honor can help you do. There are dimensions to God that you have not reached, honestly and sincerely. I know there's grace upon your life. But when you start honoring some of these men that have gone ahead of us, you can get access into certain things you don't have to labor for. Let's talk about this honor. I needed a key to enter here, and I use the key and enter. I have used some certain doors that if you lock it from inside and put the key inside, the person from outside cannot open it. Have you people used that kind of a door? So this is it. I labor sincerely and God's what is required to access this honor of grace and power in God. You too have labored sincerely and you've gotten to that level. Do you understand? So you have the key with you. Now you then come to this door. But because you have dishonored me that is here, when I see you through the window, you're coming, I'll just quickly put my key and lock it and leave. And with your labor, you will stay at that door. Your key will not open it for you. Is God helping somebody? You have the key. Okay, what if I didn't? Okay, let's say I did not even put the key there. I now use the bolt and bolt it. Will your key open the bolt? The only thing that will help you is that as we play it for inside the room, somebody will now say, praise. Why they do this girl like this now? And I say, again, no girl respect. Let her stay there, babe. I don't want her in my space. I don't want somebody that will come and tell me now that I don't have accuracy of the word of God. But now these small girls, they make mistake now. And open the door for her, Baba. Not the verse. And that person that opens it, that is the only way with your full key that you labored for 25 years. You cannot enter. You have to learn to respect men. Don't respect them above God, though, but God has given it to men. How can God, the Almighty God, be looking for a man? How can somebody pray to God Almighty and God wants to answer, and a man needed to give access? God says, send to the man. And God now be like, Peter, feel no agree. I have to go. Peter, 3 times for a man to access a level of grace. Be spiritual, sir. Learn to honor men. Is God helping somebody? There's a brother here. I really love him. A nice brother. First class. At the time, I was struggling in my academics, and then I met him. I had dealings with him. And then I saw that God was helping this guy. He's a younger brother. He could be my younger brother, even younger than my younger brother. But I told him that there's grace on your life. I see it. Mama, my academics, God is helping me. The problem with us is sometimes, even when we try to honor people, we try to honor those that are above us. We don't learn to honor our equals. Even that guy that is below you have a level of grace that you don't have. So scripture says, earnestly covet the best gift. There's a friend of mine that said, I think his mom had about 7 children that died before him. He's the first son, but it's not the first male that his mother gave birth to. You need to understand the level of grace that will carry a person and meet a cause of death in a family, and death could not kill him. But because they're your side, you could just do the waist tie, just do the cross leg, the press iPhone 15. And then the grace that you need for your destiny is wasting away. I pray over you that you will not be that foolish in the name of Jesus. Pride will not cover your eyes in the name of Jesus. You will learn to honor men in Jesus' name. So some of us came into the university at age 24. Matured guys, we can coordinate ourselves. We wear perfume. We don't talk anyhow. Hello. Yeah. Whatever are you? Level 100. Freshman. Okay. That's your department. Okay. Yeah. So as I was saying, small boys, they enter AXU now. This one don't reach 15. This one never feel bath well. Now go come the 4. When you reach level 200, now you'll be like, that big boy. Big boy, sir. Well, such is life, oh. That is what the devil is showing you. What you did not see is that what it took you 24 years to achieve, that boy achieved in 15 years. It is called the grace of speed. But you will never get it because you dishonor it when you see him. Say, these guys, not only they wear jean, God, jean don't suffer. What department? Engineering. It's okay, God will help you. As you come up, you will understand. Have you written your first exam? Say no. That's why you are jumping around. I pray, go and read your book. You're playing. There are graces in the life of men. But the children of God are not taking advantage because we have learned to dishonor men. How about the people that are above us? God told me this yesterday and I was happy. See, I might not be very close. I might not be going to mama's house every day. But sincerely before God, I honor her. Have you heard of somebody go to look for a job as a young graduate? They say they need 25 years experience. They need 10 years experience. Where you won't get 10 years experience from? This is what grace does to you. This woman, as much as I know, have been laboring in the vineyard of God for at least over 10 years. She has the experience, but she don't get engineering certificate. So on the part of experience, does she qualify? She qualifies. But she don't get engineering certificate. She probably does not even need the job. Now me need job. My experience is 6 months on IT, but I needed that job. You know what I can do? But that's why you hear people say things like, God of Papa Adeboye. It's not foolishness. You are not aware. I will now go and pray to God, and I tell God, God of Reverend Mrs. Otobong Omoren, help me in this case. I'm praying with knowledge. So what she will do is that while I'm praying that prayer in the realm of the spirit, I am knocking and saying, Mama, grant me access into the realm of 10 years experience. And then the realm of the spirit with accuracy will now look and say, what did you call her? My mother, Mama Otobong Omoren. They will now go and check. Have you given this woman honor that is deserving of a mother? And they will not check. Why is she sleeping? She had a very hectic day. She's sleeping. She has not thought of me for the past 4 months. But I honored her before God. And the realm of the spirit will not check. He has given her the honor of a mother. Open the door. Have you heard people have job? You call that wonder, Abi? Is that not a wonder? That they say 10 years experience. And I came there with only IT experience. And they gave me the job. Is God teaching somebody something? So you're about to walk in the realm of the wonders of God, but you have to learn. Honor men. Honor men. Don't honor them above God. But honor them because there are certain things God will not do in your life, sir. I present that to you. Because the man have not given access. How about men that were praying on God's altar? And God told them, stop littering my altar with your tears. You have dishonored your wife. For all of us young boys, we get like two side chicks and two main chicks and two auxiliary side chicks. God will not answer the prayer of a man because his wife have not given access. You guys, Kai, Jesus. I know God is helping somebody because I prayed and God said he was going to help somebody. Learn to honor people. Ways that you assess, you harness this power. Because this broken bread we are eating is a mystery. There are situations that make it to be effective. If you eat it and you default on these things, you still might not see that level of God at work in your life. So while you have taken the bread in faith and sincerity, you also learn to submit to God. And you just woke up. In fact, you were praying in tongues. And your roommate decided to play Burna Boy. What? Say you, what's your problem, I beg? Burna Boy, sir. 5 a.m. And they try pray. And the guy be like, every time your own noise now, my own noise now, Burna Boy. Today in this house, that is what we will do. Eh? Oh no, man. There are levels in God. All of us know they're the same. That is why, before I came to ask, God taught me this thing to call people, sir. Ooh. If you observe me by God's grace, as I be called people, sir. Oh no, man. What God will do with your life, you would wake up one day and you will tell somebody to pinch you and they will pinch you. And you'll be like, this guy is sitting inside my dream. I need another person that's outside my dream. And say, God, wake me up. Wake me up. Yahweh. Merciful God, I know that you hear before I answer. I know you hear before I pray. Answer me, wake me up. This dream is messing with my head. This dream is messing with my head now. And then you'll be praying that prayer for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You'll not have sense one day and say that this is not a dream. Because God still does wonders. The limitation is not God. It is that men have learned how not to align. So can you align? Can you align? Can you align? Can you align in submission? Can you align in not being apologetic when you cry to God? Can you align in leaning on God completely? Can you align in honoring men? As much as God gives me the opportunity, I will always try to honor people. I will always try. I don't want to start calling people's name here so that it will be like, say, person too, they do. But I have seen people that have labored on this altar before me, and I honor them. Even in this house, here and now. Honor me. Whatever you want. So there's remaining two things, and then we'll pray. One other thing, if you're going to harness the power of the broken bread, you must learn to build altars. You must learn to build altars. What is an altar? An altar is not just an elevated platform. An altar is the place where the realm of the spirit is given authorization to access the realm of the physical. So an altar could even be demonic altars in all of those. But if God is going to walk in your life, there should be a place where you go and then you grant him access. Hallelujah. Abraham, the father of faith, check his life. The man of God was giving us insight and he said, Abraham pitched his tents and built altars. Go and read the story of Abraham. Abraham lived in tent, which means the place that, remember, a house is a basic need of a human being, right? So Abraham's basic need was temporary, but his spiritual need was built on firm foundation, altars. And even when Abraham had died and passed, the altar he built many years was what connected his grandson to the heavenlies. Build altars, sir. Most of us have collected altars. Chapel of Praise, this altar is the altar for everybody. But if God is going to start doing wonders in your life, you must learn how to build personal altars. Personal altars. And the reason why it becomes a personal altar is not because you pray in your house. It's because there are personal sacrifices on it. So God have told us to pay a tenth of what we have as tithe. It is on your personal altar. Mind you, I am not advising this and I'm not recommending it. And I'm not saying it's bad at the same time. It is on your personal altar that God will tell you to pay 15%. Do you understand? It is on your personal altar that God will tell you to pay 20%. It is not on the collective altar. So when some people say, I don't pay tithe, some of you, they shout, yay, this man of God need to pay tithe. Let me step, I drop my 2K. He's not paying tithe because grammatically what he's paying is not tithe. Tithe is one-tenth. He's paying 30%. Is that tithe? So you now, the devil is now deceiving you. God will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Because this is the altar of the living God. I stand as a priest that has been given, you know, that has been given the permission to use this altar by our mother. And I decree over your life that the deception of the devil will not hold you down in the name of Jesus. Build personal altars. It is on personal altars that people say things like, the first woman I will sleep with will be my wife, and she will be the last woman I will sleep with. Do you understand? It's on personal altars that people say things like that. It's on personal altars that people say, I will never dishonor this person. Ooh. God just reminded me about honoring people. You have to know something, that the grace on people's life is not, the grace cannot be fermented. It cannot be, Jesus help me, it cannot be diluted. But the carrier of the grace can be a 40 person. Hallelujah. So the person that carries the grace that you need in your life can have hot temper. He can be annoying you. He might not know how to dress. He might not know how to speak right. Do you understand? But if you follow these things and dishonor him, that one will pass you. Look at Elisha. Why will you command bear to come and eat small children? He had hot temper, Abi. Yeah, most of us will not do that thing, Abi. But why did the grace, is the grace of God upon his life? Why did the grace answer? Do you know why? Hey, Jesus. Help us find understanding. So that person that have the grace, that's why sometimes what God is helping some of us to do is, you see us in, some people are worshiping in certain church that you be like, waiting this guy they find here. Why he never come out? Everybody way, you know, every worship boy don't come up for this church. Not only this guy, waiting they find here. It's because you have an understanding that the grace is perfect, but the vessel can be faulted. If you now, because of the fault of the vessel, dishonor the vessel go verse without a weakness, and it go even curse you, or he withdraws that grace from you. Without his weakness, God will still honor it. Have I helped somebody? That is why your mother have hot temper. Two of us know. Right from when you were age 12, you have been begging her, mommy, work on your temper. And she said, they need to learn left hand for old age. I'd be like, mommy, be reasonable. Okay, mommy, I didn't mean it that way. Try to learn. And she has refused to learn. Then because you are very composed, one day you now got angry. Ah, Holy Spirit, forgive me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. Father, forgive us. We have aid. Forgive us. Because God have helped you to be civilized. One day you now tell, mommy, do you know you're a very uncivilized woman? Look at the way you're embarrassing me before my friend. What kind of thing is like, see, my fiancé came around. What's the meaning of this? And then you embarrass the woman that carried you in her womb. And she felt so bad that she went to her room and started crying. Eh? You will soon learn with your life what they call closed heaven. Do you understand? But I pray that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. It does not mean that the vessel does not have to be perfect. Can I be sincere with you? Are you perfect yourself? Oh, no, man. So God is teaching us to submit to him, to learn how to cry before him unapologetically, to lean on him totally, and then honor men. Hallelujah. Learn to build altars. And the last thing we're going to do is know the benefits of the spiritual mystery you have engaged. In this case, the breaking of the bread. If you're going to harness the power of the broken bread to do wonders, you must first of all know the benefits of the broken bread. So let's quickly look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to do. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. God, you can do through me. and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Is that true? Let's go to 43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Let's go to the next verse. And all that believed were together and had all things common. The next verse. And sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. As every man had need. Verse 46 and 47. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be seen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, give us understanding once again like never before. In Jesus' name. You must understand the benefits of the spiritual exercise, the spiritual mystery you're engaging. In this case, the breaking of bread. First thing I want us to look at is the breaking of bread seemed to have a pattern. If you look at verse 42 and then verse 46, let's see verse 42. First of all, he said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. First of all, doctrine, then fellowship, and in breaking of bread. After breaking of bread, prayers. Let's look at verse 46. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple. In the temple now can be referred to as fellowship, right? In the temple. And breaking of bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Do you find a pattern here? Do you find a pattern here? Come on. There's a repetition. Do you understand? That's the first thing God is showing us here. You don't do these things and run away and expect results. Do them consistently. Hallelujah. The next thing I want us to look at is, first of all, there was doctrine. The doctrine is all of these things we're talking. Give your life to Christ. Lean on God explicitly and totally. You know, and then honor men. These are doctrines. Then you do this thing, the breaking of the bread. Then there's another thing there, fellowship. And there's one that I really like us to talk about, prayer. Prayer. So after the breaking of the bread, the people prayed. Is that true? The people prayed. What were they praying for? We even see that when Jesus had given the Last Supper to his disciples, they stayed somewhere and they were praying. That's the pattern. They were praying. After praying so much, the Holy Spirit was released upon them. And here we see that they were continuing in this doctrine. They were breaking bread and they were still praying. They were still praying. Hallelujah. So this is the interesting part that I want us to look at. There are certain things that then began to accompany their lives by virtue of this. Acts chapter 2. I want to read from my Bible so that I can see the whole thing at once. You know, and then we'll just touch them and we'll pray. Whatever you want to do, God. Whatever you want to do, you can do it through me. So verse 43. And upon every soul, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Take this down in your writing. Take this down. It is an accessory of the breaking of bread, of the broken bread. Wonders is an accessory of the broken bread. Wonders is an accessory of the broken bread. Verse 44. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. The next thing there is unity. Unity is an accessory. It follows the broken bread. In fact, let me use this opportunity of standing in the office of a priest to decree over your life that in the name of Jesus, wonders will come out of your life. In the name of Jesus, wonders will come out of your life. I decree over your life that you will enjoy unity in the name of Jesus. That as you grow and begin to have a hope, that as you grow and have a company, that as God helped you to be a leader over any organization, you will enjoy unity in the name of Jesus. I decree over God's church that God's church will continually enjoy unity in the name of Jesus. So we see unity follows the broken bread. one that swallows the broken bread. There's another thing in verse 45. Listen to this. He said, and sold their possessions and good, and parted them unto all men, as every man had need. Tell your neighbor, supply. Say it again, supply. Supply is one of the things that follows the broken bread. And I tell you that we need supply right now. Hallelujah. So I still stand upon this altar and I decree over your life that everywhere you need a sincere and genuine supply, not to boast to it, not to feed your flesh, that God is going to supply them in the name of Jesus. God will supply them. Supply is one of the things that follows the broken bread. Is God helping somebody? Is God helping somebody? Are you writing that down? And then they continue, that's verse 44. Gladness and singleness of heart. Gladness is one of the things that follows the broken bread. We're going to pray very soon. I like verse 47, which is the last. He said, praising God and having favor with all the people. Can we read that together? Verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. Stop there. One other accessory of the broken bread is favor. So once you break the bread, God authorizes that favor begins to follow your life unapologetically. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next part we're going to see. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Say, somebody say increase. Increase. There's a difference between supply and increase. You can always have supply such that you don't deplete. Okay? You're at 10. And once you use 2, you'll become 8. They give you 2 more, you become 10. That's supply. But there's another level to it where you're at 10 and they bring 15 and you become 25. Do you understand that? That is increase. So that's what we see here. Increase follows the broken bread. Hallelujah. But you see what? After the broken bread, there is prayer. What does that mean? After you have known that all of these things will accompany what I did, you then go back to God on your personal altar and start to pray. And then you say, God, you are not a man that you should lie, or a son of man that you should repent. Have you said a thing and you will not make it good? Who is there like unto you, O most gracious God? I am yet to see the supply in my life. My school fees is still short by 25%. My house rent is yet to be paid. And then you stay in prayer and these things begin to happen. Is God helping somebody? So now, if you wrote that down in your book, you're going to stand up on your feet and we're going to pray that in the name of Jesus, this one is very big, that in the name of Jesus, my life will be a showroom for your wonders. If you have ever taken that bread sincerely, make demands, take God's word to him. God does not lie, that your life will show forth wonders. Ooh. Amen. 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 You see, regardless of what you guys do, what God will do here, he will do. I refuse to be discouraged. God does not lie, you. God has told me something with my life. I have seen it happen. So God is doing something in your life, whether you like it or not. And I decree by the decree of the watchman that you will not be exempted in that which God is doing in the name of Jesus. That deception of the devil that makes you think you can carry your matter by yourself, I rebuke it in your life in the name of Jesus. You are praying and you are telling God that my life will begin to show forth wonders, as you said in your word. Make that prayer in your family, that there will be an avalanche of wonders. Avalanche of wonders. Avalanche of wonders. Avalanche of wonders. Not so that we will boast. Not so that we will boast, but because God's word said it. Because God's word said it. I have partaken of the broken bread. I have taken. Oh, Jesus, did you not say your flesh is bread indeed and your blood is wine indeed? I have taken this in faith, Yahweh. Where is the wonders? Where is the wonders? You are not a man that you should lie. You are not a man that you should lie. Have you said a thing and you will not make it good? Oh, that is not you. So in the name of Jesus the Christ, I make demands of wonders. I make demands of wonders that my life will become an explicit showroom of your wonders, of your power, of your grace, of your grace, of your grace, of your beauty, of your beauty. That people will know that God can still help a man because they will see me rise from the dust. That people will know that God can still embrace a man because they will see me walk in your power. That your wonders begin to find expression in my life now. That your wonders begin to find expression in my family. That your wonders begin to find expression in my academics. That your wonders begin to find expression in my finances. God of wonders, 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 show me Kabala Sabila Kata, Erekebelekete, your excellent power, your beauty and your grace, your glory. Oh, I am available, God. You need a man. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Ah. Erekebelekebela Kata, Eshati Lakabe, Rababa Lakabala Kabela Kate, Erasima Beata, Rababa Kabakabalata, Rabebe, Eshakata, Erekebelekebelekede. Wonders without majors, wonders without majors, wonders without majors, wonders without majors. Kababara Kabalakata, Radikasha. Over chapel of praise, over chapel of praise. Raise men of stature, raise men of stature, raise men of stature, raise men of stature, raise men of stature. That your cancer will find expression with ease. That your cancer will find expression in ease. In our lifetime, in our lifetime, in our families, in our department. Ah. Yahweh, though I be weak, but in my weakness, your strength is made perfect. Though I be weak, but in my weakness, your strength is made perfect. Wonders, Yahweh! Wonders, Yahweh! Wonders, Yahweh! Wonders, Yahweh! Paradilis, kabara kabala kabala kabala, erige bele gede gede, raka daka 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 daka. Yahweh, I am yours. Use my life to show forth your glory. Use my life to show forth your beauty. Use my life to show forth your grace. We are still praying. Let's quickly look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 and verse 2. Scripture says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Listen, look at what happened in verse 2. And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Let us stop there. We are praying. God have created the heaven and the earth. But the heaven was, everything was without form and everything was void. There was shapelessness. There was chaos. It was out of order. But look at what God did. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. God refused to go. God stayed there. And God insisted. And God said, let there be light. Let beauty come out of this. You are going to pray. You are going to insist on your life. You are going to say, Father, by your word, wonders must come out of my life. I refuse to accept anything less. Wonders must come out of my family. I refuse to accept anything less. I insist. I stay upon these waters. I stay upon these waters. And I decree, let there be light in my finances. Let there be light in my family. Let there be light in my academics. Let there be light in my work with you. Let there be light. I refuse to walk away. I stay here.
Pabila Shata, Regatele Kabala Kashatia, Regatele Rata Kabala Kabala Kata. Wonders must come out of my life. It is beyond the accusation. In the name of Jesus the Christ, wonders must come out of my life. Wonders must come out of my family. I refuse to know who is acting irresponsible. I refuse to know who is acting irresponsible. I decree in the name of Jesus, wonders must come out of my siblings. Wonders must come out of my mother. Wonders must come out of my life. Wonders must come out of this congregation. Wonders must come out of this congregation.
I want to run over. I want to run over. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. I want to run over, Lord. I want to run over.
In this same place we are reading Acts chapter 2 verse 44 said they had and all that believe were together and had all things in common. We are praying two prayers. We are going to pray that my life, my family will enjoy unity. I decree over your life, everyone that has partaken of the broken bread, and your family is in disarray. The father is fighting with the mother. The siblings don't want to see themselves eye to eye. By the virtue of the word of God, I decree that your life and family begins to enjoy unity now. In the name of Jesus.
You see, Ba, prayer, in prayer we don't just talk to God. We talk to God in prayer, that is true. We also talk to creation in prayer. So Jesus was speaking, he said, if you have just a little faith, you will speak to this mountain and tell it to get into the ocean and it will follow, it will obey. So you are praying. You are telling your family to receive unity. You are telling your life to receive unity. That your purpose will come together. That God's counsel for your life will begin to come together. It will unify and make sense. You will enjoy direction. You will not be everywhere and nowhere. Is somebody praying for unity? Over the family that will come out of you, you will enjoy unity. The devil is ravaging families. Husbands don't want to see wives, but that will not be your case in the name of Jesus. The devil is ravaging families. Siblings are fighting themselves to get a share of their father's land. That will not be your story. Your children will live in love and oneness in the name of Jesus. God's church will live in love and unity. God's church will live in love and unity. We are decreeing over this church, even Chapel of Praise, unity, unity, oneness of spirit. Oneness of spirit. Oneness of spirit. We decree in the name of Jesus. We decree in the name of Jesus. Oneness. 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 Ah. Ah, good and beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We decree unity over this church. We decree unity over this church. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I wanted to just touch these things and run away. And run away. The next thing there is supply. In
the name of Jesus, your life will not lack supply.
In the name of Jesus, your life will not lack supply.
In the name of Jesus, your life will not lack supply.
In the name of Jesus, your life will not lack supply. You will not diminish in the name of Jesus.
Favor is there. There's gladness of heart. There is favor. I decree over your life that you will enjoy favor in the name of Jesus.
Men will favor you in the name of Jesus. Institutions will favor you in the name of Jesus. People that know you will make conscious effort to favor you in the name of Jesus. People that don't know you will make random decisions that will work out for your favor in the name of Jesus. Nations will make decisions unawares to themselves, but everything will come together to favor you in the name of Jesus. All of God's creation will work together in your favor in the name of Jesus.
There's gladness. The devil will never steal your joy in the name of Jesus. The devil will never steal your joy
in the name of Jesus.
The devil will never steal your joy in the name of Jesus. Lastly, increase. The Lord added as many as such that should be saved. Just diversify this prayer. Pray for the church of God. Pray for increase. Pray for your academies. Pray for your finances. Everything you can lay your hearts upon your family, pray for increase. Make that your prayer.
Increase Yahweh, increase. Increase in strength, increase in wisdom, increase in understanding, increase in knowledge, increase in grace, increase in spiritual stature, increase in influence and relevance. Oh, upon my life, upon your church. Upon your church, we will be great, we will never be small. We will be great, we will never be small. We will be great, we will never be small. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. I'll be dropping the mic in a minute. I'll be dropping the mic in a minute. But let me tell you something. You know, one of the names of God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It means that He's the King. But He doesn't rule over men. The people that God rules over, the least of them is the king. That's why He told us in Revelation that He had made us kings and priests. Your life must show forth glory. This is beyond negotiation. We are enforcing it by the hand of God. Thou, O God, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who even made us kings and priests, that we should reign upon the earth. We know now that we are kings made in your image and after you. We decree now in the name of Jesus that everything that is not kingly gets out of our life in the name of Jesus. All of the honor befitting of a king begins to find expression in our lives in the name of Jesus. We cause lack, we cause want, we cause smallness. We decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, get out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We decree glory and splendor and the grace of King. Rest upon every single one of us here. For the glory of your name, we have prayed. Let's sing that song one last time.
I'm yours.
Let your jealousy rise low. Let your jealousy rise low.
I'm yours. I'm yours, oh, I'm yours forevermore.
Whatever you want to do, what you can do through me.
In the same way, can you stretch out your hand to the one the Lord has used and blessed us? Can you lay prayers upon his life that the Lord should increase him in wisdom, in knowledge? And the Lord should increase his strength. Can you open your mouth and pray? Open your mouth and pray to the one the Lord has used and blessed us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray ancient of things concerning your servants, that you bless him, O God, that you increase him in wisdom, that you increase him in knowledge. Increase your grace upon his life. Increase your grace upon his life, O God, that he supplies his need, O ancient of things. May he be the first partaker of every declaration he has made concerning us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Can you